The country's worst alleged tax fraudsters and evaders have been named and shamed. Only two of the 31 most wanted have been caught. It's cost the Exchequer an estimated £600 million in lost taxes. But the tax expert, Richard Murphy, has told Five Live that legal tax avoidance is costing the HMRC a lot more than that.
It isn't the sort of tax evasion which is actually the core problem that we face in this country, which is domestic, done by ordinary people putting cash in their pocket when they're self-employed, paying their builder in cash, paying their cleaner in cash. All of these things are giving rise to a total tax loss, in my estimate, of $70 billion a year.
So are ordinary people like you and I, are we just as big a part of the problem if we deal in cash in hand, to the likes of the plumber, to the electrician? 0500 909 693. Emma Burnell writes the left-wing blog Scarlet Standard. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello there. And Graeme Swain, journalist and broadcaster. Hello, Graeme.
Good evening, Stephen. Good to speak to you again.
It's good to speak to you. Is it morally wrong to avoid paying tax, Emma?
Yes. It's, you know, we have a system that is set up to pay for what the country's needs are, and the way that we do that is through tax. It is very unusual for people to be a proud criminal, except in circumstances like this where everyone has a story where they got something down the pub or they know a bloke who knows a bloke. And we seem to have taken that morality completely out of it in terms of this black market tax area. Whereas actually what we're doing is not paying our contribution assistance to the society which invests in us.
And yet if people pay cash in hand, they're not breaking any law. It's up to the person receiving it to declare it. Are we complicit if we pay cash?
I mean, it depends on the circumstances. But if, for example, you are asked, I pay cash in a pub, I would expect that pub to be paying their taxes. I pay cash to a minicab, the same thing. There are certain arenas where we know that this is happening. And I think that we are then complicit if we are doing it on a nod and a wink. It's the nod and the wink that makes us complicit.
Graeme?
Well, I think I'm going to take the moral high ground in a different morality version. The problem is, I think I'm in tune with the national psyche. We feel we're being fleeced on taxes. I mean, stealth taxes have crept up and up and up. Just examples, on PAYE, when the Labour government first came into power, you were basically paying tax on your PAYE till May every year. When they went out of power 13 years later, we were basically paying tax to about July because of all the stealth taxes they brought in. We pay the highest air flight duty taxes in the whole of the Western democracy. World. All of these things are going on, and what's happening with the national psyche, they're thinking, you know, you're flogging off Northern Rock for a knockdown price and we the taxpayer paid for it. The head of the councils get probably paid, most of them get paid more than David Cameron as the Prime Minister. That can't be right. You're top heavy in the NHS with management staff, which we the taxpayers pay, and yet all the trusts are going broke.
Doesn't excuse tax dodging.
What I'm saying, Stephen, is it creates a national psyche that they think, hold on a minute, we're paying over the odds and we're not getting efficiency for what we're paying. So what they're saying is that we've paid enough, so if we can get a bit back in other ways by not having to pay tax on paying, getting your plumber to sort your tap out for £100 or something, I'm not justifying it, I'm just saying that that's what's happening, in my opinion.
And do you think there's anything wrong with paying cash in hand?
Personally?
Getting a couple of quid off for paying cash?
I don't. Based on the fact that, you know, it's what is justifiable, that we are grossly inefficient in our taxation system in terms of how those taxes are allocated and paid for. Let's take an example of the road.
Yeah, but hold on a minute, Graeme. The reason why we pay cash in hand,
yeah,
and we're not stupid, if you get discount for paying cash, then why do you think that you're getting the discount for paying cash? What's the advantage to the receiver?
The advantage to the receiver, that's his responsibility, isn't it? Look, the thing is...
Well, is it, though?
Well, I think so,
yes.
Is
it not a moral obligation for you to make it as difficult as possible for someone to avoid paying tax?
No, I'm freelance. I get paid tax for some of the jobs that I do, but I have an accountant who declares me, and he declares my taxes.
Yeah.
And declares my... So the point is the person that paid me tax doesn't ask whether I'm going to declare that when they paid me cash, are they?
Emma?
Well, I think the part of the problem is that Graham's story is all we ever hear. We only hear about the complaints that people have about things that are paid for by tax. We very, very rarely hear the positive story of why we pay tax. And that whole discussion has gone completely from our national discussion. It's not part of... Graham's right. He is in tune with the national psyche. My question is why, and why we've stopped understanding the way that our civic society works and understand the positive benefits of being a taxpayer and what that actually entails and what that gives us as a society. And you never hear those stories anymore, and that is detrimental to our national conversation.
No, Emma, look, first of all, have you ever paid for something cash?
Well, I've paid mini cabs and things, but
no, I mean,
apart from
like
that,
service utility workers, plumbers, builders, electricians, anyone that's come to talk someone
no,
out of your
I
house.
No, I tend not to do that, absolutely.
So you always insist on a bill from them, do you?
Yeah, because I'm quite, apart from anything else, I'm quite small C conservative. And if something goes wrong, I want to have backup. I want to be able to say, you haven't fixed that properly for me, please come back.
And what are the chances of getting them back? Nil, probably. But yeah, I see where you're going on this. But the point, yes, the national psyche is the fact that our taxes have gone up and up and up. I mean, Barnet Council recently lost a court case for whacking up parking charges because the judge said you're not raising the parking charges to maintain and service the parking spaces. You're doing it to raise taxation. And they lost the case and they've got to repay loads of money back to the public. Now, doesn't that explain the national psyche?
I don't think so. I don't think that actually our overall tax take has gone up as much as the discussion would seem to entail.
Where's it gone down then, Emma?
A discussion is not balanced in terms of talking about the positive things that tax bring us. And equally, you know, there are, I mean, when was the last time you heard about the efficient use of taxes, which does happen all the time?
It's
just
there
are occasions that there are inefficient uses, and that's what you get splashed all over the front pages, which means an unbalanced conversation.
Well, someone ring in, or you tell me, Emma, name me some efficient uses of taxation then.
Let me bring in Wayne, who's an electrician, if you don't mind. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi.
Do you take cash in hand, Wayne?
Yeah, I get paid quite a bit in cash.
Why do you think that is?
Well, the problem is firstly, customers will try and offer you cash to get the bill done cheaper. So, I mean, at the moment, my business, if I can say, fuseroid.com, won't take. We have to give invoices out to customers, so we try not to take cash if possible. But on some of the smaller jobs where it's only like £30, £40, £50, you end up getting paid by cash. It's down to me to make sure that I'll get to the bank. I think with smaller jobs as well, you tend not to give any paperwork out because it's just fixing a socket or...
So what do you think? Let's say it out loud, Wim. What do you think the presumption is if someone's expecting discount because of cash? What are they presuming?
Well, I think I feel offended by it because I think it's looking at me as if I'm like a rogue trader or something, or we'll just turn around and do a job and sweep the paperwork under the mat, you know what I mean? I think the customer's trying to save money, but there's some customers that want to get the same quality of work for less money. So if they can't do it that way, they'll say how much for cash, and I usually just say the same price.
But Wayne, can I just ask, what about competition? If you're, for instance, doing it with your VAT added on the bill and the next guy's going to do it for cash without the VAT on the bill, you're not playing on an even field, are you? So you're going to lose out work.
Course,
your only argument is you're going to do quality work, isn't it?
Yeah, of course not. I mean, that's the other thing, which, you know, 99.9% of the customers have got no idea what to ask for off an electrician, but don't get any paperwork. They leave themselves and their families in massive danger by doing that. But the bigger problem with the taxation thing isn't whether tradesmen are turning around and taking the money and putting it in their pocket. The bigger problem is I know hundreds of tradespeople who subcontract to staff and pay people, you know, because you don't want to take them on your books, you subcontract to them. So, you know, I was on a site today where one of the builders who was in charge of the firm had like about £15,000 in his hand to give out cash to all the people he'd subcontracted to. Now, they're not paying tax, and that's a bigger problem.
That's the black economy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they call it. The thing is, can we bring back this thing, Stephen, in your voice dub before this bit started, we heard from the people saying that there's 70 billion unpaid taxes from the private community in this country. That sounds a very extortionate figure to me. The thing is, most people have an official set of records, an unofficial set of records. The tax man is not silly. He knows where, he looks at a set of accounts, he knows that they've got to be earning X profit or X income to live. Now, the tax man, if someone, a freelance, say, journalist has declared $2,000 or $3,000 less than he's actually earned, it's not viable for the tax man to go after that because he pays some taxes, and the man hours spent going after that $2,000 or $3,000 less their overheads on that profit, on that turnover, is not justifiable to do it. So you've got to look at the whole thing, not just about what is unpaid taxes.
Here's Graham in Manchester. Hello, Graham.
Yeah, good evening, Stephen.
Go ahead, Graham. I mean,
nobody mentions the guys at the top when it comes to evading tax. Let's have a look at Premiership footballers who pay on average between 6 and 9% tax.
Because they're paid abroad, aren't they? They're paid in abroad bank accounts.
Well, you know, they offset the tax by buying a, you know, thousands of acres and planting Christmas trees and don't pay any tax on the interest when they sell those trees. And you know, the government are themselves to blame because they're the ones who can legislate, but they won't legislate because it's not good. It's not good for them because it's people who vote Tory who are the ones who are the biggest problem. It's a fact.
We absolutely have to look at the people at the top. I completely agree. I mean, we have to look at the whole way that is supported by this narrative that taxes are bad.
Well, I don't think taxes are bad. You know, when I was in work, I was happy to pay tax.
Good taxes are good. Good taxes are good. Bad taxes are bad. It's the stealth taxes that the human population object to. They object to all this creeping stuff going on.
I think the population object to the fact that the people at the top are the ones who are doing the most avoidance.
That's right.
Bankers who are getting massive big bonuses spread over so many years so they don't pay tax on it.
Mm.
And the government don't legislate because the government are all in on it.
Well, currently the top bankers are getting delayed share dividends, aren't they, that avoid the taxation now, and they're getting them in a few years' time and all that stuff, yes.
I mean, these are very, very important problems, and we cannot have this conversation without talking about that issue of tax avoidance at the top. But it is a cultural thing that we're supporting by having a culture of tax avoidance throughout society.
Okay. Graham and Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Indeed. It's coming up to 11 o'clock. Stay with us.
First for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.